James, pleased with the way the batters fought today?
Yeah, I mean, when we came into today, I think there was only really, you know, two outcomes possible. So I think we've got the best one we could have hoped for today. And I thought Felix played really well at the top of the order, and good to see Harry Kane come in his first knock in first team cricket and apply himself as he did.
You started, 40 minutes or so before lunch, 2-12 behind, losing Ian Holland before lunch and you just after lunch. Jitters are there a little bit, maybe?
Maybe a fraction, but the wicket became extremely flat. It didn't really deteriorate as a game. The odd ball maybe stayed a fraction low, but it really was quite rare that it did that. And there was a little bit of spin, but only really from wide foothold. So, it was a very good batting wicket. So I had, faith in the guys that we had still to come in that they'd be able to get the job done.
You were scoring at a fair rate of knots between lunch and tea as well. 146 runs in that session.
I think it just shows how good the wicket was. And we did say, runs are important. If you go into complete survival mode and don't score your runs, then you put yourself under a bit of pressure. And it wasn't really through taking unnecessary risks. Maybe Felix might regret coming down the pitch when he did, but getting runs and getting the lead actually took a few overs off at the end anyway.
Of course, coming towards the near the end of the game, there's always a bit more pressure. Liam Dawson and Harry Kane with their partnership at the end there.
Yeah, I think, as I said, the way Harry played in his first knock to be able to come in and soak up some pressure against a decent bowling attack up against it was great to see. He's obviously got a bit about him, so it's pleasing for us moving forward. And from Dawes, just showed his experience really. Was still able to score when he could, and managed to blunt their attack as well. So all in all, happy with the way it's gone.
You mentioned Felix earlier a little bit. 100, of course, a couple of games ago, 77 today. And in a tricky situation, he's really growing into this role, opening role, isn't he?
Yeah, and it's the first time I've really seen him bat. Very pleased with what I've seen. I think he's big potential there. I think Mornay hit him on the head first ball of the game, and then it didn't faze him one bit. He played the pace bowl as well, played the spin well today. So really encouraging signs for us moving forward with him at the top of the order.